Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the new year. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And thank you for jumping in and starting your new year off right by taking time to really cultivate a thriving, healthy, just relationship with Jesus, spending time around his word. So thanks so much for doing this today. Man, I'm excited to be with you, excited to kind of dig in and to begin to unpack more of maybe what God may have for us. Now, I want to begin by reading today's passage from Acts chapter 4. Verses 32 through 36. Now, the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him were of his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands, of houses, sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. You see, what I love about this passage, and if it sounds familiar, it's because it echoes what we saw earlier in Acts chapter 2. Luke is describing the early church, and here he leans in on what the resurrection of Jesus produces in real people. You see, these believers weren't just bold with their words, right? They were transformed in how they lived. They were transformed in how they lived. And that's what's meant to happen, that what God begins to work in us starts to work through us, that we begin to see that. You see, they had one heart and they were of one mind. They didn't cling tightly to what they owned. No, they cared for one another so deeply that Luke tells us there was not a needy person among them. And that's not because they were wealthy. It's because their hearts have been transformed. They were changed. And you see, it's tempting for us, especially, right, modern Western Christians. We read this and we quietly dismiss it. Man, that was a different time. That made sense back then. It's just not realistic now. But when we do that, we might miss the point. See, Luke isn't just describing a moment in history that can't be repeated. He's describing what happens when people are truly shaped by the grace of Jesus. See, these believers, they understood something deeply. They'd been rescued when they were in desperate need. They had received grace that they could never repay. So generosity, it didn't feel extreme to them. It felt natural. And verse 33 tells us that with great power, they testified to the resurrection of Jesus. And right alongside that, great grace was evident in how they cared for one another. In other words, right, the gospel they preached was the same gospel they practiced. The same gospel they preached, the same gospel they practiced. And here's the invitation for us as we begin this new year. What might transformed generosity look like in your life? Think about that for a moment, right? In light of all the extravagant things Jesus has done for you, what might be different in your life heading into this year? How might generosity transform how you live and what you prioritize, what you do? See, this isn't guilt-driven generosity. We're not pressuring you. It's not, you must do this or you're not a Christian. No, no, generosity, it flows from a heart that's been transformed and changed by Jesus. Maybe it's creating margin where you just don't have any. Maybe it's loosening your grip on time, money, maybe even comfort. Noticing needs that maybe you've just walked past. See, radical generosity isn't meant to be the exception in the church. It's meant to be the fruit of the lives of people who've been surrendered to Jesus. So we want to pause for a moment and we just want to pray and to begin to think about what might generosity look like for you this year. As you go through the year and we're reflecting a year from now, what do we want to look back on and see, man, Lord, this is what generosity looked like in my life. This is how I gave both of my time, both of my talent, the gifts God's given me, and God of my treasure, the resources you've given to me. How could I be generous with that? And so let's pray together. Lord, where are you inviting me and us to be more generous? God, how can we begin to be unified as a church, as a life group? God, how can we have boldness that we would proclaim and testify the resurrection of Jesus? God, we need wisdom in how to do that. And so God, would you help generosity flow in us and through us, God, to begin to make a difference in people's lives so that more people could experience, God, your amazing grace, that they would see, God, who you are through how we live, through what we let go of as we're pointing to our Savior that we cling to and hold on to. Lord, we love you and we are grateful for all that you've done for us. And may we live lives that reflect how we've been transformed by you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and Why don't you pray?